Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert, and today I got a wake-up call for you. Today, I'm going to hit you with some harsh reality. I don't even think that more than half of you are going to make it through this entire phone call. You're probably going to hang up because I'm going to sit here and talk to you as if I was sitting in your living room, like I always do, and let's say we were just hanging out and we were just talking, but I'm going to give you some hardcore reality. It's going to be a wake-up call for you. The reason why I decided to do this particular Q-Box is because I got an email from someone who unsubscribed from my newsletter and said that we needed to have something that was much more affordable, that we needed to have a program that was about $50 or $100, you know, to get in, something that is available for the masses, something that's affordable for the masses. I want to touch on that for a minute. Number one, we've been around for 8 years. We're going on nine. Going into 2007, we're going on 9 years, okay? We've never had anything close to a $50 or $100 level, and that's exactly why we've been around. Going on 9 years. Every program you see out there that's $50, $100, especially if it's a cash gifting deal, how long do you see it around? A couple of months, 3 months? Pretty soon, after everyone and their mother jumped in because it breeds welfare, you know, get in for $50 or $100, and they're tired of scratching people's names off a list and sending out money orders and getting garbage ad copy in the mail that looks like it's been copied a million times, and it's not working anymore, and, you know, the market is saturated with that garbage, the program is gone. The people who put it up, they put it up, they make a quick buck. There's no longevity in it, and they're gone. And think about this. If you're getting $50 or $100 at a time, or let's say you're just looking at the entry. The entry is $50 or $100. Where do you think your cash flow is coming from? It's coming from the entry levels, obviously. People are paying $50 or $100. There's no way that you can get more than what they're paying that's being, you know, paid for the entry level. So where do you see your cash flow coming from? So getting $50 or $100 at a time, how much longer do you think it's going to take you to hit some substantial money that's going to allow you to walk away from your job or is going to allow you to add some substantial income to what you already have that's going to allow you to pay the mortgage easily, pay the rent a whole lot easier, you know, pay that extra car note, things like that, school tuition. Where do you think that cash flow is going to come from? Secondly, what we have has never, ever, from the very beginning, has never been for the masses. Things that are created for the masses are boring. And that's exactly why they don't last long. What we have here is for a well-deserved niche of individuals. It's for a select few. What we have is not for everybody. What we have is hardcore. What we have is non-traditional. What we have, everyone is not going to like. That's why it's exciting. That's why it's popular. That's why people crave it. Why do you think you can go to a place like California and you can create some crazy business offering some extraordinary, outrageous product at an extraordinary, outrageous price? And who are your customers? Celebrities. Why? Because they want something that is not for the masses. They want something that's extraordinary. They want something that everyone doesn't have so they can have bragging rights. They don't mind paying 50 grand or 100 grand for whatever it is. Let's say you have some crazy type of raincoat for their dog or some type of expensive little dog housing that, you know, the celebrity lady can put on her shoulder and carry her expensive dog, right? And it costs 50 grand. She doesn't care. Why? Because the masses doesn't have it. What we have has never been for the masses. This is non-traditional. This isn't mainstream. If what we have was mainstream, it would be boring. It would be boring. Everyone would be doing it. And you wouldn't see a lot of people getting rich on it. So if you think that this is something for the masses or we're trying to please the masses, you know, rethink that. This is something that is definitely, definitely not for the masses. Now, I want to touch on something, and I'm telling you, this is really going to be some harsh reality here. Just going back to price for a minute, because I talked to a guy today who said that he's been looking at this for 3 years. He's finally going to join, right? He said he could have joined a million times before, but just never took action. And now he's finally made the decision to join. He's going to join tomorrow, and he's joining at the green level, $6,600, all right? Now, I'm thinking to myself, you know, what took this guy so long, you know, after 3 years? You know, was it price? Was it that he didn't believe in it? You know, what was it? And when I asked him, he said, no, it really wasn't the price. He said, honestly, I never cared about the price because what I saw in you, what I saw in your system was so different from everything else. It was so much value there. That price never even crossed my mind. I didn't care about the price. It was just that I procrastinated. You know, honestly, that's all it was. He said, I just procrastinated and didn't do it. But you know what? Sometimes we get people who say it's the price and, you know, why don't you lower the price? Now, mind you, I've signed up a bunch of people recently at the black level. The black level. We're talking about $19,300 someone's putting out to join with no complaints. I've signed up tons of people, especially under my Fat Green Cow offer in the last 3 months at $6,600 with no complaints, no complaints. So I definitely don't get much complaints about the $1,400 red level, okay? But sometime here and there, you'll get people who complain about price. This is what I want to say about that. I want you to honestly think about this now. At your age, in this day and time, if you can't go under your mattress or in a home safe or to your bank account and put your hands on an extra ready minimum, let's just say $1,400, you should be scared to death. I want you to think about that. Think about the age that we're in right now, and think about how old you are, okay? You've been working all of these years. You're working hard, working hard, working hard. What do you have to show for it? You don't even have $1,400 that you can go and put your hands on to get into a business opportunity, okay, that can put you into a six-figure income bracket inside of 3 months? Are you kidding me? I want you to seriously think about that. This is some harsh reality for you. Seriously, think about this. I want you to think about the fact that at your age right now, you don't have money set aside for yourself that if you were to get fired today or tomorrow, you don't even have 6 months of living expenses saved in the bank. What would happen to you if you got fired today? What if you walked into your job tomorrow and your boss handed you a pink slip? What would you do? Get unemployment? You're going to get on welfare? Is that actually an option for you? Because, see, I know a lot of people listen to my recordings, and they think that, you know, I'm not sympathetic to people who just don't have the money right then and there. Two things about that. Number one, more than 90% of the people who join EchoSolve 800 are people who don't just have the money under the mattress or in their pocket or in their bank account. They have to do some creative financing to join. Yeah, sometimes I get people who just have the money. They have that extra money, and that's great. But I'm telling you, more times than not, I don't. I don't get people like that. They don't just have the money laying around. I've had people who said, listen, I got things in my house that are not producing any money for me that I can sell and I can get cash for. So, hey, I'm going to sell my guitar. I'm going to sell this. I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell my sofa. I'm going to get some cash to come in, okay? I'm going to pull some cash off of my credit cards. I'm going to get an advance on my paycheck. I'm going to go to my credit union. I'm going to borrow from my friend or coworker or family member. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. A lot of people coming into this thing had to do some creative financing to join. So rich people are not just joining this thing. If that was the case, we wouldn't be around. They wouldn't need it. Think about that. Secondly, no one can tell me that I don't know what it is to be broke, okay? 8 years ago, okay, I was living hand to mouth. I was on welfare, trying to survive off of $400 in food stamps a month. I was sleeping on my mother-in-law's living room floor with my wife and with my son, okay? I only had one child at the time. All right, but I'm sleeping on the floor. Can you imagine how embarrassing that is? You got to go to your mother-in-law and practically beg, you know, can we move in with you? Can we live with you? And there's no room, so you're sleeping on the living room floor. I want you to think about how small I felt doing that. Couldn't even take care of my wife. Couldn't take care of my son. Then no money to buy food, so we have to eat food that's there, and now we're putting a burden on my mother-in-law, right? Of course, complaints came up. I'm trying to work different network marketing programs, running up the phone bill, and I don't have any money to pay it. I'm eating food, and, you know, I can't contribute, right? I have to ask people, can they buy Pampers for my son, because I can't buy Pampers. One time I was so ashamed and made a vow that I wasn't going to ask anyone to help me buy Pampers for my son. I just took a towel and wrapped my son up in a towel like it was a pamper. I want you to think about that for a minute. Think about how I felt going through that. And then having to get on welfare just to say, here, well, at least I can contribute to some kind of food in the house. Think about that. Before I moved in with my mother-in-law, I got evicted from 3 apartments. Think about that. Think about getting put on the street. The marshal shows up at your house, right, puts a lock on your door with a big eviction notice so that all your neighbors see that in the building. Think about that. That's what I had to go through. So when it comes to not having, believe me, I know what you're going through. No one can tell me that I don't know what it is not to have, but you know what? That's exactly why I am the way I am today, because there's no way that I'm going to go back to that. There's no way that I'm going to go back to that kind of life. No way, no how, which is why I'm sitting here talking to you right now about some harsh reality. I want you to think about this for a minute. Again, in this day and time we're in, and all these years you've been working, and at your age, you don't even have an extra $1,400 that you can go to get into a business opportunity for yourself that can put you into a six-figure income bracket inside of 3 to 4 months. Forget about $1,400 for a minute. You don't even have an extra 10 grand in the bank right now, or under the mattress, or in a home safe, just in case you got fired, you lost your job, whatever. You don't even have an extra 10 grand right now to carry you for maybe 6 months until you found another job. Think about that. Let me tell you something. The reality is this. If you don't have the money to join EchoSolve 800, if you feel that you cannot afford this program, guess what? You can't afford not to join. That's the reality. If you feel that you can't afford to join this thing, and you know what? forget about Echosoft for a moment. Any business opportunity right now that is going to obviously take some money to get off the ground, because we're not talking about these stupid, boring Me Too ads that promise the world and everything is free, free, free. If it was free, where the hell do you think your money is coming from? How is cash flow being generated? If it's free to join and everyone's joining for free, how are you going to generate cash flow? There's no way in hell you're going to do that. So obviously it's going to take you some money. Forget about what I'm doing right now. Anything that you're looking at, realize it's going to cost you some money. It's going to cost you some money to get in the door. Right now you have an opportunity right here to be able minimum $1,400 out and to be able to be in a six-figure income bracket inside 3 to 4 months. You got to be kidding to turn down something like this. And on top of that, we're talking about, you know, you being able to not only make some extra money, we're talking about making the kind of money that's going to free you from your current situation. It's going to allow you to walk away from your job if that's what you want to do. Okay, we're talking about, I mean, you saw my website. I just had a $26,000 day, okay? I already talked about how that's someone's yearly salary. They do that in a year. I did it in a day. Okay, you make 30 grand. Okay, I just had a $15,000 day yesterday. Add that to the 26. I got your yearly salary in one day. This program is changing people's lives. Let me tell you something. 8 years ago, when I was sleeping in the floor and on welfare, and I came across this concept, and I grabbed the reins, and I ran with it. Guess what? My whole life changed in a matter of a week. A week. I got $4,000 in the first week of cash gifting. First week. And guess what I did with that $4,000? The first thing that I did when I saw the reality of how popular this thing was, how fast this thing worked, I took that $4,000 and immediately got my family into our own apartment. And actually, it was a little bit better than an apartment. It was actually a pretty nice three-level townhouse at the time. Now, I got three homes. Think about that. I went from no home to one home, right? That was an apartment, to now actually three homes, not apartments, homes, three homes. And we're talking about mansion-style homes, not, you know, 1,000, 2,000 square feet. We're talking about 25,000 square feet. Think about that. There's nowhere in the world that anyone can come to me and put any kind of doubt in my head about what I'm doing. Read the testimonials, people, on my website. This thing is real. People aren't complaining about price because they see value. People aren't complaining about price because they see the potential. They see what they can do. They see lifestyle change in a matter of months. See, there's a big difference between lifestyle change and income change. Income change is when you're talking about, yeah, okay, a few extra $100 a month or extra $1,000 a month. Yeah, you know, if we need to get a second car because me and my wife had to share, well, okay, now we can afford an extra car note. People, what I'm talking about is lifestyle change. I'm talking about, forget extra car notes. We're talking about buying another car and paying in full and paying off the one that you got. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to take, you know, 3 to 5 vacations a year and not on a credit card. They're paid for in full. In full. This is what I'm talking about, people. I'm talking about complete lifestyle change. So when you think about it that way in comparison to a minimum of $1,400, I mean, there's really nothing to squawk about. There's no way that you can compare $1,400 to the type of lifestyle change that's happening here. You just can't. And right now, just going back to your current situation, If you feel that you cannot afford to join EchoStar Being 100 or any other business opportunity that you're looking at, the reality is that you can't afford not to. If you don't have the money right now and you don't do something about it, if you don't make something happen, tell me, what are you going to do? What? What are you going to do? You're going to keep waiting around? You know, I'll wait until I get my tax refund. Then your tax refund comes and you do something else with it. Well, I'll wait until my boss gives me a raise, or, you know, I'll wait until so-and-so who said I can borrow the money from them, you know, I'll wait until they get some extra money, and then I'll get the, I mean, you know, if you keep making these excuses, what's going to happen is that, you know, we're already into half of the year. Six more months are going to go by, and we're going to be into another year, and you're still going to be making excuses. You're still going to be waiting. You're still going to be in a position where you're going to say, I just can't afford to do it. People, if you're in a fixed income, okay, you're working for someone, and they cut you a check every week or every 2 weeks, and you're on a set salary, your income is not going to increase. So, I mean, what are you waiting on? Obviously, you're going to have to do something radical. Obviously, you're going to have to make some bills wait, and you're going to have to make something happen. Because the reality, the harsh reality, is that if you can't afford to do this, you can't afford not to do it. Otherwise, you will constantly be in a position of chasing your survival from month to month. That's all you're going to be doing. That's all you're doing right now is chasing a constant survival from month to month. And if you were to walk into your job tomorrow and get fired, you don't even have 6 months of living expenses to carry you until you find another job. You don't even have money, and I mean, this may apply to more than half of the people who are listening to this right now. If you made it this far, if you made it this far listening to what I'm telling you, more than half the people listening to my voice right now don't even have the money to make it to next month. They don't. If they were to miss one or two paychecks, they're on the street. Think about that. That is the harsh reality of it. How many paychecks? That's the question right there. How many paychecks would you have to miss before you were on the street? Before your landlord is going to knock on that door and say, hey, if you don't have my money, okay, I'm going to have the marshal come here and evict you, put a padlock on your door. How many checks would you have to miss? How many checks would you have to miss before your lights get cut off, your phone gets cut off, your gas and electric gets cut off, your water gets cut off? How many checks would you have to miss? How many checks would you have to miss before you wouldn't have any money to eat? Before you got to do what I did, you know, you got to call up family members. Hey, can I come live with you? I don't have anywhere to go. I got evicted. Can you feed me? Can you feed my wife? Can you feed my son? How many checks would you have to miss before that happens? I want you to think about right now, do you even have anyone? This is why, and I'm telling you, this right here, what I'm getting ready to tell you, this is so, so, so important. This is why every single family member needs to make sure that they take care of their money. They need to get their finances handled. How many people in your family right now can you go to if you were to lose your job? You know, how many people could you go to in your family that would allow you to stay with them? Or do they even have room for you? Because they're probably playing catch up just like you. They're probably in your same situation, and if you needed them, they probably wouldn't even be able to help you. Because I'm telling you, when I had to move in with my mother-in-law, her situation was just as bad. I mean, she just had a place. That was it. We were lucky to even get there. Usually, you got one or two family members who have a good financial situation, so what happens? when every other family member needs help, they have an emergency, they run to those, you know, couple of family members, hey, we need help, you know. Or, you know, someone died in a family and we need money to bury them. They didn't leave any money behind. Can you help? Can you pay for it? And, you know, we'll pay you back. Think about that. If you lose, who can your kids depend on? Who's going to take care of them? Who is your wife going to depend on? Or vice versa, right? You lose your job, right? Now your wife is the only one working, and the whole family has to depend on her income. But what if it's not enough? What if something happens and she loses her income? Who are you going to depend on? Answer that question in your own head right now. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to wrap this up. The reason why I am like I am, people, and the reason why you need to seriously give yourself a wake-up call, and the reason why you need to get the wind beneath your wings and, you know, you need to seriously make something happen is because if you don't right now, if you're on this whining trip about not having enough money and that's all you do is talk instead of actually doing something about it, you will spend the rest of your life complaining about money, chasing money, and that's all your life will be about. That's it. And the game is over. The world labels you a loser. For me, I made a decision. I was not going to let that happen. I was not going to spend my life chasing money. It's not going to be my routine on a daily basis where I get up in the morning and I'm in survival mode. I got to get up and I got to go to work because I got to pay the cable bill. I got to pay this. I got to pay that. And my whole focus is bills. And you know what? I don't have enough money, so let me go get a second job and let me go get a third job. And then guess what happens when parents do that? Parents forget all about their kids. They say they're doing it for their kids, but they're not. They forget all about their kids. They're doing it for the bills. Now, because they don't spend any time with their kids, they wonder why their kids don't turn out as well as they wanted them to. Why their kids end up in jail. Why their kids end up with the wrong influences around them. Why? Because the parents are never around because the parents are too busy chasing money. I got to go to work. I can't talk to you right now. I got to work. I can't come see you in this or that because I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. I just got a part-time job. I just got another part-time job. You know, I got to pay the bills. No one else is going to do it. And then what happens? Your kids are neglected. The rest of your life is neglected. And before you know it, you spent 10, 20, or 30 years of your life chasing money. Chasing a constant survival till now when you wake up in the morning, you look in a mirror, and life has escaped you. Your youth has escaped you, and now all you see is an old man and an old woman, and you wonder where the hell did 10 years go? Where the hell did the last 20 or 30 years go? What happened to my life? My life sucks. How did this happen? Get that harsh reality with yourself because that's exactly how you need to talk to yourself and explain it. Don't just say, well, I'm not doing too bad. No, it sucks. It sucks. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to get up in the morning and have to be in survival mode and chase money because that's not what life is all about. It's easy to make money when you set yourself up to receive. It's easy to make money, people, when you set yourself up to receive. Open your mindset, okay? Take this harsh reality today. Listen to this thing. Listen to this cue box several times over until it sinks in that this is your wake-up call. Today, you're going to make a change, not tomorrow, okay? The road to someday leads to a town of nowhere. The change starts today. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. Take care.